Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. I am here on July the 2nd, 2022. Listen, Roe versus Wade has been overturned. I came down here to celebrate. I'm in front of Planned Parenthood. As you may or may not know, in California, abortions are still legal. They're still legal. And you know what? Biden has made California a sanctuary for abortion. He is a liar. The devil is a liar. Come on. We're here to overturn this, baby. We've been uprooting, praying. They got to root all these Planned Parenthoods. Let me tell you, FPA, all the hospitals, amen, that are having these abortions, I am praying against those that work. I'm praying against the work, and I'm praying for the salvation of souls. Amen. Much is done through prayer. So we thank the Lord God for his power, for his might, for his ability. There are a few warriors out here. Maybe I'll get to talk to a few. I'm not really sure. I'm going to kind of give you guys maybe just a little update, a little information, and then I'm going to have to pray because I come down here to pray in front of Planned Parenthood. Now, various churches come down here to pray. You know, Calvary chapels are known to stand for pro-life. I talked earlier about pro-life pastors. I've got them on my Facebook page. And people, the majority of the people are liking them. And wow, and you know, say all pastors should be pro-life. All pastors should be pro-life, and they should be. But I'm out here rejoicing and giving God the glory and giving God the praise. Amen. And, you know, I'm really excited. I see very few cars. Now, usually when we come out here, there are lots of cars. Well, lots in terms of more than three. And I see about one, two, three, four, maybe five. But let me tell you something. Usually there's like, I don't know, I guess cars. There's just more cars. There's cars that come in and out. I don't see that happening as of yet. I can just get here recently. But let me tell you something. I'm going to get mad about that. Now, at this particular site here in California, they don't do abortion, but they do give the abortion pill. Now, of course, listen, any form of abortion is wrong. So, of course, I curse the abortion pill, the whole system, the makeup, the chemical makeup of it, that you won't come together. They won't be able to sell them. They won't be able to mail them out. People won't be able to get any kind of referrals regarding abortion at all. I curse it. I send it back to the pit of hell. Angels camp about this place. Angels of protection uproot right now. Everything that's not like the Holy Ghost. Everything that's not like God, that God has not created and called to be and to come into passage. Now I speak death to it. God, bring salvation, bring deliverance, bring healing to the people, save them. Open their eyes that they might know you, God. Open their eyes. They might come to long for you, to seek after you, because they seek after you. See, the thing about this, let's go. Let's talk about a little bit of history. I want to talk about a little bit of history in terms of, I got to go back to Genesis 3 to give you history, man. Maybe Genesis 1. Listen, God created everything. God created the heavens and the earth. God created man in his image and his likeness, and he said that he was very good. Amen. And so God blessed Adam and Eve, and he put him into the garden. And then what did he do after he put him in the garden? Well, Adam had to till the ground, and Eve was a mother of the living. And so we know that they both had roles. They both had things they needed to do. They were walking with God in the coolness of the day. But something happened. The devil was there. Come on. The serpent was there. Listen, man had a free will. Listen, God is the kind of God. Listen, he ain't going to make you love him. Listen, it's your choice. It's your choice. You want to make a choice? Well, that's a good one right there. You can choose Jesus. Jesus says, choose this day. The Bible says, choose this day whom you will serve. Come on. And so this is a great opportunity to make the right choice. Jesus Christ is Lord. And so now what happens in Genesis 3, they are in the garden, and the serpent is there, and he ain't messing with Adam. He's messing with Eve. He's messing with Eve, and he's talking to Eve. He was talking to a snake, y'all. He's talking to a serpent. Now listen, God had already given them a commandment. Hold on to this, number one. God gave them a commandment. He told them that they could eat from any other tree in the garden, but with one tree in the middle of the garden, do not touch it lest you die. Come on. I'm paraphrasing, but listen, go to Genesis 3 on your own and read it. So what God was telling them, listen, don't eat that tree. And of course, well, here Eve is now. Come on, he's a testing of her free will. And so here now in the middle of the garden, what does Eve do? Eve listens to the serpent, and the serpent says, well, come on, he's having this conversation with her. And then he says, did God really say? Come on, y'all, put an A under there, because I want y'all to say, did God really say? Because that's how the devil comes in and tempt us. He says, you know, the guy really say you can't be with that man. Come on, the guy really say you can't take that snicker bar out of that store. Come on, the guy really say you gotta respect your mama. The guy really say, come on, say anything, anything, add anything after that. That's the devil. The guy really say. He challenges the word of God. God said that faith
that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God said that we must come by faith. He said whatever's not of faith is sin. Ooh, that already lets you know right there where doubt comes from. Doubt comes from the devil. Depression comes from the devil. Discouragement comes from the devil. Come on. Despondency. My God, God is a God of hope and a God of life. Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and there is no other way to the Father but by me, but by me. Come on. Y'all, he put that button and he let y'all know he's the only way, the truth and the life. Come on, let me tell you. And he said, come on, let me really say, you know, he said, Jesus, he said, the Father, he's the only one way to the Father. Now we talk about the Father. That's very important. That's a very important key because God is the author of life, and he's also the Father. Come on. He's the Father of all creation. He's Yahweh Shema. He's God Almighty. He's the creator of heavens and earth. Come on, y'all got to walk a little bit because I hear a sign behind me. So God, bring salvation, bring deliverance. God, bring healing. God, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And so we have God as a Father. And then what God did was he created man in his image and his likeness. And so God had fathers on the earth. Come on, he has family on the earth. He had mothers and fathers. And so a father has a role to be like God and to protect. Come on, just like God, and to protect him. To be just like God and to protect his family that God has called him to with him. Come on, to be the guardian over him. To be the protector and the provider over him. You know, a family that God has created. You know, we're creating the image and God likeness of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is on the earth. We're to represent God. Come on, in the garden. We're to represent God on the earth. Bring back the glory. Bring back the glory. And so and so. Yeah. Hold on. So I know I'm telling two stories at once. Kind of follow me if you can. Father, yes. And so now we have this Father. We have the Father. God created the heavens and the earth. And so man needs a father. Man needs a guide. Man needs a leader. And I really want to talk a little bit about feminism, how they've emasculated men and they've taken men out of the homes. And I can talk about government, how government's taken men out of the black homes. And so the black women would depend on the government. And I can talk about that. But I won't go there. I'm not going to go there, y'all. They don't go there. I'm going to stay on point. And so now, let me go back a little bit. And so we have Eve here. We have Eve. And so she listens to the serpent. And so what happens? Just exactly what God said happened. My God, man was cursed. The ground was cursed. Eve was cursed with the childbearing. The man was cursed when he had to till the ground of the sweat of his brow. But God still loved him. God, come on, God is not. Come on. God can't abide with sin. God and sin are separate. God and the devil are separate. God is life and love and everything solid, every single solitary everything good. And so if you ever are confused about what's good and what's not good, well, God is good and loving and great, and the devil's evil and bad and wicked. Come on. It's real simple. God is good. God is light and the devil's darkness. Come on. And so we find these two opposing forces. And so now, even now today, when people are confused about it, am I choice? I'm like, no, baby, you can make a choice. You're going to walk in the light, you're going to walk in the darkness. I just told you, God is everything good, and Satan is everything evil. Jesus Christ said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, Satan has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. He made it real plain. He laid it all out. Listen, the Bible is an open book test. I said, it's an open book test. And so let me go back a little bit. Let me see. Let me follow the Lord. Okay, Father, let me just slow my roll. And so we ought to understand that God is a good Father. He's a loving Father. He's a Father that leads us and guides us. He gave us the Holy Spirit that will lead us into all truth. You ever get confused? Listen, call on the Holy Spirit. He's here to lead you into all truth so you will not get confused. Come on. Verse number one, you got to get saved. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father but by me. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. All right, you all. And so now we have this God. And y'all, I'm walking on over here. I'm going to interview someone, talk to someone about a little bit about what's going on here as we are talking about post-roll. Post-roll. I say post-roll. Come on. We're talking about post-roll. So I'm going to talk to a young lady that I see over here. I see someone just, but I just see two people that are out here already. I'm going to see what the Lord would have me say or have me interview them or ask them any questions. That all God will lead me that way. Amen. And so I want you to go home with this. Go home with the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go home with the fact that Jesus Christ is life. Go home with the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go home with the fact that, come on, we're creating the image of God. We are to declare his name and be representatives of him. Come on. Pray. We want to keep all our babies to be alive. We want them to live. Jesus Christ said how babies come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Come on, we got work to do. Until now, as I walk down here, where I normally pray, you all, come on, listen, we want the overturning overturning the full overturn. Yes, there'll be overturning of Roe versus Wade, but yes, and we're praying, yes, abortion stop, period, because God is concerned about all of life. God is the creator of all of life. Jesus Christ is Lord. I like, I'm walking down here. I see about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that are down here. Listen, I told you guys that the Calvary churches are down here. They are very pro-life, and I just got finished listening to the man of God the other day, who's of the church there in Chino Hills. Man, mighty man of God. I want to say Brian. I can't think of his last name right now. Hibbs. I think his last name is Hibbs. That's definitely sure. The Hibbs is right. John. Maybe it's John Hibbs. That sounds even more accurate. Praise the Lord, God. All right. Well, praise God. I'm going to come down here and let's see who we got down here, y'all. All right. Sister Debbie Bennett, Royal Camilla Dollars. And I'm going to see who I'm going to meet. Amen. God bless. Hey, everybody. God bless you. How y'all doing?
Thank you.
Wonderful. Victory, yes? Yes, victory, victory. All right. Wonderful. How you doing? I remember you. Yes. Okay. All right, you all. So I'm just walking around here on the phone, and I'm walking towards the Planned Parenthood. See, you see the physical building, but actually these are going to come down. They're going to come down in the name of Jesus. They're going to come down through prayer. They're going to come down through the power of prayer, all right? There's two more people here. I'm going to walk on past them right here and see what God is going to do. Howdy doody. All right. Yay. Congratulations, right? Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Roe versus Wade, overturned. Praise the Lord. All right, you all. So, hey, excited about what God is doing again. I'm right in front of Planned Parenthood. I'm just looking at her because, you know what, she's not going to be here much longer because, you know what, like I said, the power of prayer is going to take her down, the power of the Holy Spirit. God's already begun his work. The Bible says the work he's begun in you, he shall complete it. See, God doesn't do anything halfway, and so we rejoice. We celebrate. Ah, God has given us the victory. God has given us the victory. Amen. Praise the Lord, God. And so, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, you all. Let me come on back by again. All right. Hold on for a minute. Here we go. Excuse me, good people. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. So really excited again. I'm here in front of Planned Parenthood. Listen, the post-Roe. This is the post-Roe era. All right. I'm Sister Debbie. I'm saying the post-Roe era now. Listen, y'all, July 2nd, 2022. This happened for 47 years. I'm going to see if I can get here in the interview. Let's see what's going to happen here. All right, y'all. Bear with me. Okay. All right, you guys. Hello, Holly. I don't interrupt you all. I have my Blog Talk Radio show on Roe and Daughters, and I'd like to know if I can ask anybody any questions about their feelings about Roe versus Wade being overturned. You know, California things are a little bit different. You don't have to give your name. You can do it anonymously.
My wife would be perfect.
Oh, she'd be perfect. She's not here. You're here. Oh, wife. Okay. Oh, well, I'd like to talk to you. I remember talking to you before. Yes. All right. So how do you feel about Roe versus Wade being overturned?
I'm just thankful that the Lord heard the prayers of his people and he's moving. And he's going to continue moving and he's not going to stop. Because the enemy is relentless and he's real and it's already coming up with another plan.
Yes.
But as God's people, we need to be fervent in prayer and casting out every
Absolutely. And I was thinking earlier, too, you know, I know we were all thinking, yes, we have the victory, and we start worrying about here the devil is never onslaught. But I was feeling like, you know what, we need to rejoice, celebrate what God has done, and have faith and trust that the Lord is going to bring us all the way. I'm rejoicing. And what if the devil take our joy? Like, uh-oh, what else we got to get ready for? We know that the devil's been, he's always been there. Jesus Christ, there's no way in the world we could have in our own strength torn down these demonic strongholds the way they are. You know, we're talking about financially, billions of dollars, we're talking about these industries, we're talking about these businesses, we're talking about Planned Parenthood, FDA, and all these different, there's no way we could have done it. Right, and so it was the Lord himself that did it. And so thank you so much. I appreciate you talking to me. When you have a ministry, you know, what is your ministry? Are you involved in a ministry?
Here I am, from Calvary Temple.
Okay. All right. Praise God. All right. Thank you so much. No, you're so kind. He has water. He's giving out water to everybody. Wow. Ooh, God bless you. That's wonderful. That's so kind of you. Wow. Okay. All right, well, thank you all so much. I'm going to head on down and choose your Valerie. We'll talk to me. All right. God bless you. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, as you can see, I'm kind of walking around the outskirts of the outside of Planned Parenthood. But let me tell you something. We are praying for the salvation of the people. We want the people to be protected. We want, you know, we love, we're here for people. That's what babies are, people, right? We're here for people. God, for God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know if I can get Valerie's attention, you all. Let's see. I'm not real sure. I'm trying to see how the Lord wants me to be led. All right. Well, anyway, you all, let me tell you something. We want to pray, and we want to break demonic strongholds that tie from, I was going to talk about this earlier, and he just came right back to me, because I was going to give you kind of a little history of how things are. I want to say in reference to how things are working, because you have what happened, right? You have the fall. This is the whole reason why I brought up Adam and Eve. You have the fall of, we have Adam and Eve in the fall, right? And this is before Jesus Christ comes in the Old Testament. And then what we have the serpent coming in, right, and bringing sin and bringing bringing calamity and bringing destruction and bringing all the evil and the wicked and the hatred and all the wicked things that we see. And then what he does is he tries to mimic God, because remember, he got kicked out of heaven because he wanted to be like God. So then he sets up everything false. Remember the apple, right? Come on. He puts up bait. He puts up anything we would say, oh, but it looks good. It seems good. It feels good. Right. The senses. He uses our senses to draw us to him so he can devour us. Right. But what happens, we're blinded by the devil's lies, according to Ephesians 2. But Jesus Christ has come to what? By grace you've been saved, not of works, lest any man should boast himself. Before I go ahead of myself, so then we have now where the devil lures us into, okay, you know, he breaks up the family, right, because Adam, you know, sin. So the family's broken up, takes the father out of the home, right? And then has him look at outside of the home at women, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh, right? And so, you know, men and women, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no one righteous, no, not one. And so what he does is he brings distraction. He has a searching and lusting after other things he can't satisfy. And that's his whole strategy. Because the reality is that Jesus Christ is the blessing, and Jesus Christ is the blesser. Jesus Christ, come on. He's the promisee. He was the promisee that was to come. And so now we're going to go ahead. I'm going to get to the Lord. And so now we have all these demonic entities that we have to tear down. Those of us who are now children of light, those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, God has opened our eyes and said, see, oh, I see now. Jesus Christ has always been Lord. God has always loved us. God has always been in control. Oh, John 3:16 is true. God does love me. Oh, and Satan is the defeated foe. And oh, he's here to try to take people with him so their eyes will be in darkness. They'll be blind. They'll go after all his lies and lust and counterfeits and stuff like people. So that's why I have places like Planned Parenthood. Now we know, listen, Planned Parenthood is a counterfeit of Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you," right? So then Satan sets up a Planned Parenthood to do the opposite, to say, come on now, this is care. And then people buy into it and say, oh, that's true care. Ain't that wrong, Planned Parenthood? And they're literally killing kids. They've killed 60 plus million kids. But then the devil's blinded them, and even some people in the church, and they can't see the light. And they're like, no, but they do good things too. No, we ain't talking about the Satan always brings a little bit of truth, right? So he can devour you. So he can devour you. Say, well, he doesn't know, but he killed 63 million kids. We're not talking about anything else that they do. Matter of fact, listen, we're talking about the abortions that they do. We're talking about the murders that they do. Let's stay on point. That's what we're focusing on, is what Satan does. I'm going to go ahead and over to Valerie. We're going to talk to Valerie a little bit and see if she'll talk to me. I'm not really sure. All right, you guys, bear with me.
Pardon me, Miss Valerie. I'm back. Your husband, talk to me a little bit. He said you'll talk to me. I have a blog talk radio show called Royal Daughters. It's to encourage women to not have abortions and a whole thing. He said, but you were to me.
Oh, I did. I did last time.
Oh, she said you talked to me last time. She probably did. Okay, well, all I want to know, anybody, anonymously, share their thoughts about Roe versus Wade and the overturn Roe versus Wade. If anybody at all wants to share it all.
Oh, for me, that gave me hope that God hears our prayers.
Yes.
You know, because that was very unexpected. And, I mean, ultimately, when it comes down to it, they can make all the laws they want. It's the hearts of the people that need to change.
Right.
Right? We need to be getting the word out and sharing the love of God, because ultimately, if they have that, they're not going to want to do
that. Right, right.
But to me, it was great, because I know there's a lot of people that if it wasn't available, they wouldn't make that mistake, and then they wouldn't regret it for the rest of their life. If it's harder to get to and do, maybe they'll think a little bit more about making that decision before they make it.
Right.
Whereas when it's so easy to come by,
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, people regret these things for their entire lives.
Right.
They get damaged by it,
right.
you know, physically, emotionally.
Right. Right.
And so it's just been definitely a ray of hope.
Yes.
You know, and I'm
yes.
just praying that the Lord will continue to work in the
right.
hearts of everyone to open their
right.
eyes to what this truly is.
Right.
Because killing babies is not really a fundamental right.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, women can still receive health care and what they need. Like, we hand out resources
okay.
telling them where they can get the health care for free
oh,
that they need.
Awesome. And where are
the
resources?
That is not affiliated
okay.
with Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
And so there's Stanton, there's Human Life Alliance.
Okay.
They all give free health care. Women still have access to that.
Mm-hmm.
Women's health care is not being taken away.
Right.
And
God
so,
loves women.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, and so none of that. I mean, it's just the right to just murder a baby flippantly because you feel like it's going to be an inconvenience
right.
if you made a bad choice.
Right.
I mean, that's what's being taken away.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing. You sound like you have a little bit more. I don't want to, anything else you want to say you want to share?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing this with me. I really appreciate that.
You're
you, sir. Anybody want to talk about what's going on in California? Because I know in California that Biden has made it a sanctuary city for a state for abortion. Anybody want to have any knowledge? Do you want to share anything in reference to California? What's going on with our that law, you, sir?
I'm not familiar with the details.
Okay.
But I agree as to my first.
Okay. Right.
I don't agree with that either.
Right. What are your thoughts about Roe versus Wade and your feelings about, you know, returning to your stuff?
Well, I thought that initially when they came out with that ruling, it really didn't have anything to do with the Constitution. You know, they kind of like hinged it off of privacy, you know.
Right.
With, and so it was a real stretch for them to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, now the some of the Supreme Court justices, you know, are more textual, you know, than extrapolating, you
okay.
know. And so, you know, I'm very happy that they made this rule.
Well, and it's really amazing, too, because people are coming against the justices, but they don't legalize things. They don't, they have
right.
the right. So talk, can you kind of give us that process? I mean, how it, from
the
court, and yeah, who does it?
States was assigned, and you know who decides that? The voters. So
right.
the thing is, this is making it more of a democracy.
Right.
You make it a federal law, you're taking away democracy, you're opening the doors to communism,
right.
you know, to people who were not elected
right.
to make laws and decisions for our state, for our country,
okay.
that, you know, we didn't vote for. Right, you're just opening the door to have oppression. I mean, if they really cared about our
right.
rights and our bodies to choose, they wouldn't be
right.
forcing vaccines on people. So they're like, oh, yeah, it's a constitutional right, which isn't even in the Constitution. While they're trying
right.
to actually take away our
right.
constitutional rights of free speech
right.
and the ability to bear arms against tyranny, you know. And so I think it's just a bunch of, it's definitely a bunch of hypocrisy right now. Cause they're like, vax mandates, vax cards, but, oh, woman's right to choose privacy between
right,
doctor and
right,
patient.
Right,
no, that's
right.
contradictory.
And not knowing women, who women are, but now they say, well, all of a sudden you're a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That too.
Okay.
That
so
too.
They just, I mean, all the words change, all the euphemisms, all the, just the stuff is all, just, it's just the good, calling good evil, evil good. Basically, the Lord said that would happen in the last
exactly.
day. Thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate it. All right, guys. Thanks so much. All right, y'all guys heard it live in front of Planned Parenthood. I'm just kind of walking around and, listen, interviewing people, yes, talking to people randomly and sharing in reference to the poll Roe versus Wade era. We're here July 2nd, look, hot off the cuff, 2022, because, listen, Roe versus Wade was just overturned on the 24th of June. We have these faithful believers that are out here. Listen, some of these people have been out here for years. There have been people that have been praying for years. March for Life, gosh, I think I want to say it's their 40th year. It may actually be longer than that because actually when Planned Parenthood started in 1973, I think it was Nellie who actually started and maybe the end of 73 or 74. And listen, one of the reasons why, I don't know if I want to go into the March for Life in reference to when it actually, the reason why it started. I don't have enough information on that. But listen, I was able to do one of the March for Life just this year and kind of talk about, listen, pregnancy centers. And so that was really the focus there. I was able to kind of talk about pregnancy centers, but specifically, listen, let me tell you something. We have now got to pray for pregnancy centers. We bind that demonic spirit that's coming against the work and the word of God. Listen, this is all about the Lord. This is what we need to stay focused on. And so the Lord, listen, God loves people. God is life. God is love. God is everything. He made life and love for us. God is King. He's the Savior. He laid his life down that we might have life. And listen, as representatives of Jesus Christ, we're to declare life. I see two more gentlemen over here. I'm kind of seeing if God wants me to go over there and talk to them. You guys, I'm just randomly talking to people. Somebody's actually smiling at me, so maybe I'll go over there and kind of see what their thoughts are. We'll see what happens. All right, guys, so listen, again, I'm in front of Planned Parenthood. This is Debbie, Sister Debbie. I'm sitting here, standing, walking around, talking to these various believers and people that have, listen, shared their views. They share what, listen, I heard a lot of the heart of God. And let me talk about a woman's choice. We don't have a woman a right. The only right we have, listen, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. He has a right to our bodies. We didn't create ourselves nor make ourselves. I'm not saying we don't have choices. We can't make decisions. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that ultimately our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God created man after his image and likeness and for his glory. And that's the bottom line truth of the matter. So we talk about, yeah, my rights. Listen, you are important. You have value. God has a purpose for you and a role. God didn't make a mistake when he made you. Women are very important and very and extremely valuable. Eve was the mother of the living. And actually, Eve also means azer connecto. Eve means helper. And helper means aider connector. It means she's a woman of rescue. She's a woman of power. Come on. She's a woman of virtue. She's a woman of force. Come on. She's a woman that protects her family. She's a woman that has, she protects her husband. She's a powerful woman. And so look at the revelation of who the Bible really says we are, that we're not going to be like, oh, I'm not nobody. I can't do anything. But you know what? Revelation comes through Jesus Christ. Revelation comes through studying the Word of God. Revelation comes from learning from one another. We're able to find out who we are in Christ so that we can stand and we don't give in to the tactics of the enemy who tries to really make us operate in low self-esteem and kind of make us pit against our husbands or against the male race and say, we're really nothing. No, you really are somebody. Remember how Satan came to Eve in the form of a servant? He was telling her, letting her know that you'll be like God. If you eat this apple, look, she was already like God. She's created his image and his likeness. But that's what he does. He'll throw something at you that you already have and act like you don't have it. Listen, you're already strong. You're already powerful. You're already virtuous. He who the Son is good and set free is free indeed. Listen, it's all found in Jesus Christ and ourselves. We are nothing. That's absolutely true. But in Christ, my God, God makes all things possible. God makes us valuable. It is because of him. It is, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 30 and 19, 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, that is because of him. Listen, it's all because of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, in Colossians 1, it says that, listen, Jesus Christ, basically, it says Jesus Christ is everything. Everything was made for him, by him, and through him. So listen, that settles it right there. He's the Lord of glory. He's the King. We're here to represent him, give him the glory. Oh, now I'm really feeling it for the pregnancy centers. And so let's pray now for pregnancy centers. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you, Lord God. I lift the pregnancy centers to you because you put pregnancy centers here, Father God. Father God, you are the God. You're the Father that protects. You're the Father that provides. You're the Father that loves. And when our natural father is not there, or when say our boyfriend leaves us, or we don't have anywhere to go, Father, it's you, God, that provide for us, God. It's you, God, that help us, God. It's you, God, that love us, God. It's you, God, that meet our needs, God. It's you, God, that is consistent and consistently loves, consistently gives, and consistently provides, Father. And I pray for divine protection over the pregnancy, and the divine protection over my life, divine protection, God, over those who are standing for righteousness and holiness and upholding your law, Father God. I bind lasciviousness in the wiles of the devil. We cast the devil out. Holy Ghost, have your way. Put your protection of your angel of protection all about these pregnancy centers and about these workers, God, that are doing your work wherever they are, Father God. And God, even those in hospitals, God, that the women, Father, right now in the states, Father God, where abortion is legal, God, when those babies cry in the hallway because their mothers decided that they don't want them after they're born, that those nurses will take those babies and put them up for adoption or take care of themselves, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray, God, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing, that you would save everybody in these hospitals, that you would bring deliverance and healing, that you would set them free, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would open their eyes, Father God, that these battles will stop, that the people will turn to the true and the living God. I am actually done. I'm done. And also, I'm looking over now at this ultrasound center. There's a places, like the young lady was sharing earlier, there are places, there are resources where young women can go. There are pregnancy centers you can go to, birthing centers you can go to. There's places you can go to actually hear your baby's heartbeat, and, you know, maybe even see a visual or 3D of your baby. I'm not sure exactly everything that they do in those kind of facilities or in those particular mobile units. I'm not really sure. I did visit one before, but I'm to get some information. But you know what? Interview somebody, talk to somebody about it. But I do know that, listen, you can hear your baby's heartbeat when you go in. Listen, God is for life. You'll hear a heartbeat. Listen, we got air. We can't even see that. We breathe every day. God breathes into man the breath of life into his nostrils, and he has not stopped breathing and giving us life. He has not stopped. He will not stop. But Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Let me tell you, there's a difference between good and evil, and God is good. We've got to know the difference. Make the right choice. And lastly, I want to leave you with this. A lot of times people bring up free will. I'm really trying to hear the Lord on this one. You know what? I might have to share that part too, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on, because God did give us a free will, but he didn't give us the right to kill. Come on. God has given us the what? God has given every human being the right of life. He's given us the right of life. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that the Lord will meet your every need. Listen, don't turn into Planned Parenthood. You want to turn into the Word of God, Jeremiah 29:11, where God says he has a plan for you. Amen. Remember, there's a difference between darkness and light. God bless you. Take care. Tune in next time, and we're going to see where this is going to go. Remember to stay safe, stay prayed up, cover yourself in the blood of Jesus, realize that Satan is under your feet, walk in your authority, declare you are listening, save babies. God bless you. Love you. Take care. Keep praying. Take care. Bye-bye.